This poem has the name of my room, Hotel Durant, in it. ACDC as first Emmy Prime Minister. First, they made Canberra into actual hard rock. Then installed themselves at Buck House for about 5 years, filling striped ties and feathers. If you thought Jailbreak was about yearning, your nerves must be connected to cushions. They admitted one soft spot to journalists, Gregory Peck. They made nests on Parliament House's roof. They worshipped the sun god. They sometimes referred to Australia as Old Egypt. ACDC dummies rivaled the number of kids in schools. Guitar recycling bins were de rigueur. Critics said Australia's turned into the goodies. Farmers put up ACDC-proof fences. The poles stayed solid. Just about any old rocker got a visa. To rock out one of the boxes you could tick on immigration forms. And to lay a big black egg. It's for Pete. Put your helmet on. Get your chewing gum. Get time like a man in a tin frock. In the field, the naked butterfly is fending off the microscope. A giant sunflower is roaring seeds at the enemy. It's autumn. And the carrot pickers bend over. I have a sip of old religion and it tastes like paint. Everything is being sucked in. The apocalypse will be blue and yellow with a bottled accent. Years on the debating team funneled into a shouting match with a machine. Nuns admire my bolt cutters. The goats, my boxes. We had stolen something. It was the anniversary. We had our gold gloves on and a hotted up wheelbarrow. It was then or now. It was there or nowhere. It was listen like a wattle or talk like a sap. The ferry, the first conveyance, where we lost a body or two. Curious, the English spoken on it. Tourists, observers of penguins, suits worn to Genet plays, speak of going over a hill. Finding one tree. There was a lot of desert to fang across. Bikes, dust, letters from doters. They were poetry, but I had to find you driven here in a state of loveliness, but were then advised of infidelity, treason, infanticide, and the shooting of a horse, of a great many dishonourable fights. A silo suffered, some wild girls started a ranch. Someone else wanted to go home. Mow the lawn to kingdom come, he thought. The turkey in the trinket shop gobbled under its breath. We were starting to situate ourselves on the show. I had walnuts to pelt or nibble. There were four drag queens sitting on my chest. Not my idea of heaven either. Yet we were slowly annexing history, converging on the peppercorn grove that marked the spot. The patterning was enlarging. There were no major poems on dolphins as far as we could tell. But with our teeth in our ears to stop the tears, we weren't the best judges. We tried pouring cheap plonk on the soil. We set up camp. We tried to read the grass and our stock tried to eat it. The ride was slow and dangerous. You took your frock off and I tried to like you out of it. You ate mushrooms out of the ground. Now we had fallen in love. It was summer. We had reverted to diesel. We rode up suicides as cases and found everyone living shallow. There were three drag queens sitting on my chest and everything, an oyster or chisel. The bus wouldn't start. There was beer and donuts on the floor, which wasn't the best policy. The paintings told me more than your dreams ever did. Your painting of the dead neighbour, your painting of the polar bear with scared eyes. A spanner came in handy at the gates. She did not have all her arm and the rocks hid potential mercenaries. This is after Fury Road, by the way. The arm reminded me. Windfallers and bull ants of the human type. It had not rained for 98 days. This is on the outside. We began to trust those we knew from the bowling alleys. We began to talk. Tactics, ideas, what we wanted. We agreed it was the long game. We wanted to still be there in the morning. I sewed a pocket on your shirt and took 10% of everything you put in it. I wrote a book about Lou Reed to keep me occupied on lookout. I'd been given a lot of information about Lou Reed from an indiscreet source. My agent suggested we call it a novel and change the name to Michael Stipe. I remembered Michael Stipe beating beer-soaked donuts off a bus floor with two drag queens on his back. We posed as couriers. We drove the whole way with our eyes on the road. We failed to see the hitching skeleton. We saw no wind farms of chivalric beauty. We licked the lizards and went on. Bad memories of bad furniture and give-way signs. Everything within the world is round. Every move is a turn. I know that cricket ground, that rodeo site, those lovely tan and white kangaroos, part dingo. The tank is leaking. We'll be ill for days. Stay in the air as long as you can. Burn the grass. Circle around you. Put your best eggs in the pine. Some parts of my brain that I wouldn't miss. What would you do if your mother married a police inspector when you were just coming into your delinquency? To claim modernists on the beach, I suppose. To the lighthouse, a plum, a black bow. But we are nowhere yet, as long as we can see houses, cars. Think about town option as two ducks strike my vision. Yet I know the hut burnt down before I was born, don't I? We have bases all over the state. I think of going somewhere with a mob, merging into it. Think of hiding under wildflowers or using bellbirds to tune into the bush. These are the uses of poetry. It makes you warm, it replaces cinema, it helps you put words between self and heart. There's no original poem, it's all sequel, as far back as we can remember. We embrace this, for the loneliness is hard enough. The souls of our cats power the glove boxes, the souls of our dogs, the guidebooks. Our vehicles and minds are parallel worlds, where the dead live. You're bent over the creek, pretending to pick blackberries, but crying. The radio is pumping gold. I can't help thinking of morning tea and the rations and putting my fry pan in a miner's flight path, but instead retrieve the tofu from the boot. You make savoury lamingtons using miso, and I feel time go back or sideways like an elbowed head. We recede north, making strudel while driving. The onion vines thicken their bulbs, whack against the windshield. It's a sanctuary of sorts, but so many escapees, manatees and deros live here. It can be a bit hairy. Palm readers yell our fortunes at us, but we only show them the backs of our hands. We're only an etching, we yell back, an etching of multiple jeans and fluffy jackets. We're metaphors, messengers, hieroglyphs, though we might bring or mean nothing but damage. It's not something we'd give up to anyone differently, iffy. Those still wearing their full ethical banana skin, like their god's breakfast, can implode on their own. Let's see who dissolves if it ever rains, who breaks up first if it hurricanes. Weather, or be weathered, the stars are not a target. If we yearn, it's for the tomato fields we were born in. A cup of surf and a kelp biscuit, Ave Tarantula, sitting on the shelves that they paid us. When we get cracking, we're like a six-legged crow race, 2 feet on salt, two more on glass and two on sandpaper, a drag queen skull in our lapel for luck, lice our jockeys. The snake. I'm not building a house, so I go under them like a low creek. I'm not playing a role when my de facto hip hits the stage or bumps the record. My winding mind, a human feeling, a mental flexing with a whiff of dead bird or mouse to the discerning. I head to the eternal veranda, discarding contortions and blue herrings. I have a diamond on my head, some frost on my tail, an apple on my fangs. Turning's what counts, the steady tone, transfixing people with ears and winters under their belts. I drag my belly through the dirt, yet am clean enough by the time I enter the Australian Literature Library to shed my skin. I'm always there, always travelling, shifting shape, leaving a wriggle where it had been, said was nothing, or maybe a trickle, long dry. Did I say I'm a feeling, a sober mood, part grim, part true, without intent, and yet with business to attend to, social habits to pursue and contest? At my best, I wear a helmet and a nettle dress. Perhaps you saw me exit the ocean from your eyrie or unblessed yacht, or felt me enter your swimmers while tanning. That's decades ago. I was still highly pastoral then, not so forgiving. Now I'm ecumenical. The word of God, or sod, suits me. Seduction itself's just education, or lies to protect the needy. Restlessness is my mainstay, the road as seen from an alpine car or cushioned chair. Risk need not be forced. Any minute, momentum might be blocked or random, disrupted join, devolved vice, and spice my life with strikes or cut me dead. How annoying.